USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last 7 days, with the largest outbreak happening in Michigan. The state is averaging nearly 7,000 new cases daily over the last week, and on Friday, the state recorded nearly 9,000 new cases, the second highest single day since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Joel Fishbane is an infectious disease expert in Michigan, and he tells CNN that the main difference between the first surge and the latest is the age of the patients being hospitalized.
We don't have as many patients in the ICU, and we certainly don't have as many on the ventilators, which is good, but you still have young, relatively healthy adults, never been sick in their life, now are coming in needing oxygen. So it's a little scary for them, you know, it's scary for us.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The first super typhoon of the year has formed in the Western Pacific Basin as Surigay. Wendy King reports.
Officials say Surigay had average sustained wind speeds of 115 miles per hour, and gusts have gone up to 161 miles per hour. According to officials, with this level of strengthening, Surigay became the first tropical system of the year to reach super typhoon status. Meteorologists say conditions will be favorable for further strengthening, and that satellites showed a clear eye in the storm. Heavy rain is expected in the Philippines, along with possible flash flooding and threats for mudslides. Meteorologists say the storm could threaten or brush against the eastern Philippines sometime later this weekend or early next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The storm has intensified into the equivalent of a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane, with maximum sustained winds of 190 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A social media giant is facing backlash for another case of big tech censorship. Mike Fortier reports.
The New York Post silenced by Facebook for a story on Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn-Cullors. The story published Wednesday reveals Kahn-Cullors recently bought over $3 million worth of real estate, including a $1.4 million home and guest house in an exclusive Los Angeles neighborhood where the black population is only 1.4%. Facebook, though, removing the story on Thursday for allegedly violating Kahn-Cullors' privacy because the Post showed pictures of the Topanga Canyon home in the article. The Post, responding on Friday, accuses Facebook of hypocrisy. The Post points out Facebook did not take down stories showing the resort where Republican Senator Ted Cruz stayed with his family during Texas's winter storm.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans on bringing to the floor. Senator Marsha Blackburn believes the move is one of political convenience. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that those now pushing for new justices have argued in the past against changing the court.
They know that the progressives want to see the court packed. They want to fill it with liberal justices so that they basically have a super legislative majority. Now, Ed Markey, 5 years ago, was at the Supreme Court, standing in the exact same spot he was yesterday, calling for adding justices to the Supreme Court, and saying 9 was enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.